Min hametzar korosi yo ononi vamerchov yo. From distress I called upon you, Hashem. Hashem answered me by allowing me to stand in an open space, meaning you relieved me of my distress. The Radak explains that this pasuk refers to David HaMelech in time of distress, when he was fleeing from Shaul and hid in the caves and strongholds. David HaMelech is saying that when Shaul pursued him, he was confined to narrow caves, but now that he is king, he openly displays his royal majesty. Or, this pasuk can be referring to Yisrael collectively, min hametzar, from the distress of Golus, I call to you, Hashem. Hashem answered me with merchov, meaning unlimited relief, in providing us with freedom. The Yerushalmi in Masechtas Tainis, second perek, halacha tes, states that David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Riboin ho'olamim, kol tzara shehayisi nichnas ba, ato hayisa marchiva li. Whenever I was in distress, you provided me with relief and set me free. Nichnasti litzarasa shel basheva, v'nasato li es shloimai. When I went through my distress in the incident of Basheva, you gave me a wonderful son, Shloimai. Nichnasti litzarasan shel Yisrael, v'nasato li es beis hamikdash. When I was involved with the distress of all of Yisrael, you eased my burden by giving me permission to prepare for the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. Koili shomoto, al ta'aleim oznecho l'rav chosi l'shav osi. Yirmiyo Hanovi is saying to Hashem, you have heard my voice. Do not close your ear from my tefillah for my relief when I cry out to you. This pasuk is from the third perek of Eicha, in which Yirmiyo HaNavi laments that he saw more suffering and calamity than the other Nevi'im who foretold the Churban, since the Churban took place in his days and was not destroyed in their days. This perek begins with Ani HaGever, I am the man. The gematria of Ani HaGever is exactly the same as Yirmiyahu, which equals to 271. Roish devarecha emes ola olam kol mishpat tzidkecha. The beginning of your word is true, and each of your righteous judgments is eternal. Rashi comments on the words Roish devarecha emes, the beginning of your word is true, based on the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara asks, V'loi soif devarecha emes, and the end of your word is not true? Is it only the beginning of your word that is true? The Gemara answers, Ela soif devarecha hoichiach al roish devarecha shehi emes. Rather, the end of your word proves that the beginning of your word is true. Shekisheshomu ha'umais, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, v'lo yiyelecha, v'lo sisa. When the other nations heard Hashem saying, I am your God, there shall not be other gods, do not swear, Amru, hakoyel lahanosoi v'lichvoidoi. They said that everything is for Hashem's benefit and for his honor. But kivon, sheshomu, kabeid es avicha v'es imecha, Loi sirtzach, loi sin of, hoidu al roish devarecha emes. As soon as they heard, honor your parents, you shall not murder or commit adultery, they admitted that they had mistaken about the beginning of Hashem's word and realized that it is true. Aroiv avdecha litoiv al yaashkuni zedim. be your servant's guarantor for good. Do not allow the willful sinners oppress me, or steal from me, or exploit me. Rashi and the Ibn Ezra translate the word aroiv, meaning to guarantee. Guarantee the welfare of your servant. The Radak translates the word aroiv as sweet. Sweeten me and refine me so that I will not deserve to be exploited by the sinners. Sos anoichi al imrosecha kemoitzei shalol rav. I rejoice over my fulfillment of your word like one who finds great spoil. Or, I rejoice over my sense of victory in learning and understanding your Torah more than over defeating my enemies who pursue me. Rashi also cites the Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis that this pasuk refers to the mitzvah of milah, circumcision. The Gemara states, "Bisha'o shenichnas David leveis hamerchatz v'ra'o atzmai orum." When David HaMelech entered the bathhouse and saw himself standing there unclothed, and the Maharsha adds that neither did he have tzitzis or tefillin nor a mezuzah, since mezuzahs are not affixed to a bathhouse, Amar, he said, "Oy li she'emoid aroim b'loy mitzvah. Woe is to me that I should stand unclothed without a single mitzvah." But once he remembered the circumcision in his flesh, his mind was settled and relieved. Rashi in Tehillim adds that when he left the Beis Hamerchatz, he said, "Sos anoichi al imrosecha." However, the Gemara in Menachos states that when he left the bathhouse, he composed a song on this topic, which was L'Menatzeach al Hashminis Mizmor L'David, which also refers to the mitzvah of Milah, Shenitna Bashemini, which was given to be performed on the eighth day. Tov ta'am voda'as l'medeni. Kiva mitzvah secha he'emonti. Teach me good reasoning and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. This refers to the ta'amei ha'toyro v'ha'mitzvois, the reasons of the Torah and mitzvois. Nidvois pi ritzei no adonoi u'mishpotecha lamedeni. Hashem, please accept the free will offering of my mouth and teach me your judgments. Rashi comments on the words nidvois pi, divrei ritzui shepi misnadev lecha, words of appeasement that my mouth offers to you. Kol nidava lishoin ratzoin hu. The word nidava is an expression of appeasement. The Radak explains, Hatefilois v'hatehilois she'ani oimer lifonecha beruach nediva yihiyu ritzuyim lifonecha. The prayers and praises that I say before you with a spirit of appeasement should be acceptable to you.